Your best stock option. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Hey, it's Technology Thursday, and part one today, we're going to talk about toys that stimulate your children's mind. We're talking about learning through play with toys fostering skills in these so-called STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering, and math. We're joined by Scott Sargis, founder and president of the Strategic Search Corporation based in Chicago. Find him online at strategicsearch.com. Scott, thank you for joining us today. And when I was a kid at Christmas time, one of the big gifts that we would get every year was this thing called Constructs. It was like a plastic version of the Erector set, and you can make all sorts of different things with them. And it turns out, retconning it by 36 years, that actually was a STEM toy.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's probably a derivative of what Lego is, kids are doing with Lego today. The key is it stimulates your brain because it makes you look at different options for building different types of structures.
And what are some STEM presents or STEM toys you could think about putting under the tree this year?
Well, one of them is Lego. Another is kids' first intro to gears, which instructs kids on how to follow directions to build geared machines. And that's a pretty good introduction to mechanical engineering. Third is puzzles in general, and a particular puzzle is metal puzzle in specific, which exercises your brain. And lastly, luminosity. Luminosity is one of the most established brain training and mental fitness programs, and you can even sign up for a free program to play three games a day.
And when we talk about these metal puzzles, how do they differ from the standard jigsaw puzzle that we all know and love?
Well, it's you know, still all of those are ways to expand your brain. They're different versions of the same formula, which is looking at the world in different ways to expand your brain, which is a precursor to the future of engineering. STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, and math are all predicated on expanding your brain, looking at things in different ways, and both of those do that.
And then on the subject of just plain old puzzles, I feel like that along with a lot of other traditional tried and true toys kind of made a comeback during the pandemic simply because it was a way to while away the time. But I have found, and maybe other adults have made the same discovery, is that you can have a lot of fun helping your kids solve those puzzles and complete them.
That's right. And not only help your kids, but in the process, keep your brain subtle, because there's a lot of research that shows that you can expand your brain even at advanced age. So not only for your kids, but also for yourself to help keep you sharp.
And one thing I have also discovered over the process of helping my kids do crossword puzzles or complete Lego projects is that in a world in which we're always looking at our phones and there's all sorts of stimuli coming from here, there, and everywhere, the opportunity to just sit there with a big pile of Lego bricks and some instructions and then just put it together and push all of those distractions out of your mind, it is as beneficial for you as an adult as it is for your child.
Right. And you mentioned, you know, on the phone, and a lot of people are fixated on social media. This is, you know, the opposite, because it teaches you focus and patience. And it, once again, the same mantra is it expands your brain. And that's the key.
STEM toys. Think about them this Christmas. Scott Sargis, founder and president of the Strategic Search Corporation in Chicago. Find him online, strategicsearch.com. Thank you for joining us today.